This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. You've probably heard the commercials on the radio, maybe not on this station, but somewhere, about wondrous loans that can help you out in a pinch. So-called payday loans are short-term loans backed by a post-dated personal check that borrowers agree to cover with money from their next paycheck. Those loans are typically for $100, $500, and they're usually to cover some kind of financial emergency. But that seemingly small amount of money can quickly spiral into out-of-control debt. Critics say the practice is ripe for abuse and should be tightly controlled, but commentator Tom Lehman says not so fast.
Payday lending has become common in the U.S., but it's attracted harsh criticism from many, and it's been banned or regulated out of existence in some states. But banning payday lending actually does more harm than good by restricting credit options for those with no other recourse for loans. Critics object that fees for payday loans, typically $25 per transaction, are excessive. And sure, if you express that $25 as an annualized interest rate for a two-week $200 loan, the rate would be in the triple digits. But the fee is the risk premium the lender charges to provide loans to people who usually have poor credit. And borrowers don't look at the fee as an interest rate anyway. They recognize that $25 as much less than bank overdraft charges, late fees, and disconnect penalties from utilities. Critics also allege that payday loans trap borrowers in debt, sometimes taking months to repay and leading to a cascade of fees. While some payday borrowers do take longer to pay off their loans, this criticism confuses cause and effect. Belated repayment is almost always caused by unexpected financial emergencies, like surprise medical bills or car repairs. Borrowers pay additional fees to extend the payday loan until they can pay the balance, seeing an extension as the best alternative in those situations. Let's be clear. Those of us from outside the industry who defend the practice of payday lending are not apologists for payday lenders or for the choices made by their customers. We are instead defending the right of individuals to make voluntary choices in the marketplace, given their unique situation. The defenders of payday lending argue that financial resources are more productively employed when they are allocated by the voluntary forces of supply and demand. The critics of payday lending mostly reject market verdicts. The best way to help cash-constrained households during times of financial emergency is to give them as many choices as possible. You do not help marginal borrowers by laying out their available options and then eliminating by regulation the one they actually choose.
Tom Lehman is a professor of economics at Indiana Wesleyan University.